Hello, hello. Listen up, all my Joey pals. If you win the Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest in Home and Services, Kids and Pets, or Shows and Tours, we'll see you at our beautiful studio, downtown Palm Springs, and you'll have a chance to win passes for two up and because we love you down. The Palm Springs Aerial Tram, pstramway.com, 325-1391. You have a choice of a day trip for two or a deposit on an international tour worth up to $200. From Steve at act-tours.com, 322-1247. A $95 90-minute psychic reading from Lalo Tachikin, lalovisions.com, 401-1810. And you'll have a chance to spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition wheel, and one of you will win. C.V. Fogg has a $500 gift certificate from Mark to sanitize and disinfect your entire house or office. Get rid of all viruses, bacteria, germs, and pathogens. Safe for adults, children, seniors, and pets. It lasts 45 to 60 days. cv-fog.com or 799-6361.
Hello, hello, Joey pals. This is Mark from CV Fog. You'll enjoy your home or office so much more after I sanitize and disinfect every inch of the whole space for you and your family and clients.
A $1,500 security system from Steve at maximumsecurity.info, 770-0777. A $500 Revivals gift certificate where everything you buy benefits daphealth.org. Revivalsstores.com, 318-6491. A $500 gift certificate from Oliver, family-owned Squared Construction. You can use it toward a project for your home or office, new or updated construction, 808-7550. Or go to Squared Construction, that's C-O-N-S-T, SquaredConstruction.com.
Hi, Joey Pals. This is Oliver Torres. Let my family at Squared Construction take care of all the building needs for you and your family.
And after you have become a satisfied customer of Squared Construction, then you are eligible for a one-time referral fee of $500. A $500 gift certificate for paralegal services from Gary Whitehead and Associates. Gary's prices are a fraction of what you would pay for legal fees and are completely legitimate. Save money on small claims court, evictions, uncontested divorces, wills, bankruptcies, and so much more. SanDiegoParalegal.net and 858-705-9270. And then there's always cash, cash, cash. So whatever you do, don't miss a minute of the Joey English Show.
Joey, 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 Joey.
What happens in the Coachella Valley happens to be talked about here. That's why they call her the voice of the desert. Sit back, relax, and make sure you're wearing red and eating chocolate. Because this, friends, is the Joey English Show.
Joey.
From her Tockwitz Loft studio with a bird's eye view of beautiful downtown Palm Springs, here's Miss Joey English.
Good morning, Palm Springs. Aren't we blessed? What a beautiful community we live in. Welcome to the Joey English Show, 920 AM, 99.1 FM, 1340 AM, 92.3 FM, the KGX Live mobile app, my webpage, Facebook, the universe, the mind of God. Sit back and relax. I'll drive. I want this to be the best 3 hours of your day that we spend together. Brett Klein is in the house from...
From Brett Klein and Desert Roadrunners.
What does your shirt say? Ride, love, live. Oh, that's beautiful. Did you get that in his picture, Nigel? Oh, good. Tell us what the heck that means.
Yeah, so that is, as of this morning, we did a training ride this morning to 35 miles on a Saturday.
Whoa. Training ride.
35 miles.
On a bicycle.
On a bicycle.
How long does that take?
About 2.5 hours. Thereabouts, depending.
I mean, you drive, you ride out 17 and a half and then turn around and come back?
Yeah, I mean, it's basically depends on, we have many, many, many routes throughout the valley. And we start at Towny Bagels here in town, and then we kind of either go north or go south or go to Desert Hot Springs.
How many riders? Yeah.
We have, well, this one, we had 25 riders. And then we have about 45 riders who have signed up for AIDS Life Cycle. 2022, 45,
wow.
And we will probably have more before we get to the big year next year. But
gosh,
yeah. So it's the perfect fundraising thing for HIV and AIDS, and it's AIDSLifeCycle.org.
AIDSLifeCycle.org.
Correct. And then I'm obviously Brett Klein,
and we sponsor you there.
And you sponsor me there. Or you can sponsor, you can look
better
at,
than riding.
Absolutely. And you can look at, well, you know, it's funny you say that. We have virtual riders, supporters.
What does that mean?
So it means that we have people who physically are doing the 545-mile ride for 7 days, June 5th through 11th, 2022.
545 miles, 7 days.
June 5 through 11. From San Francisco to Los Angeles.
I remember that.
Yes.
That's not new.
That is not new. It's been around.
That's not new.
So we...
Okay, you can do that virtually or real.
Or real and virtually. And then we have what we call roadies. And roadies are people who just volunteer on the route itself from anywhere from security, food service,
greeters. The truck that drives ahead
everything.
And sets up the
camp. It's a whole camp, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so you have all kinds of support. So we have 45 people who are riding... And we have probably another 10 or 15 or more who are being roadies.
Being roadies.
You know, and then we have, virtual people who are supporting and doing stuff. And so I'm raising money. My goal is $10,000. I raised $15,000 2 years ago when we were thinking we were doing
$15,000.
When we thought we were doing a live ride, and we haven't for 2 years. So
I can remember being told that people along the route that you were, when you got over to the coast, and sometimes, Joey Pals, this 545-mile to San Francisco, from here to San Francisco?
San Francisco to L.A.
The route gets real hilly along the coast.
Absolutely.
But they got little towns would come out every year to see the riders.
Yes,
it was an event.
You have a burger event, which raises huge amounts of money for the local. I mean, that is truly what has helped their cultural, their arts program.
Have you been
everything.
On this ride before?
I have, but it's not been since 2000. Talk about, it'll be 22 years since I physically rode this ride.
Have you thought this through?
I have, and I've been training with them for multiple years, but I've just never been able to commit the time.
So how do you get your bike up there? You fly it?
Nope. Well, they do. They have bus transports. So they actually come out here because we have so many riders.
Sure.
They bring a transport out here, and then we drop them off at Palm Springs Cyclery, and they take them up to San Francisco, and we...
As I recall, you even have repair guys traveling
with
you.
Oh, we do. Yeah.
Because the bikes break down.
Yes, it is. We have...
You break down.
We break down. The bikes break down. They have stops every 20, 25 miles. We have one of our great roadies out here and a past cyclist is Vic Yapello, which you may know the name, Palm Springs Neighborhood Group. On Facebook, and he has Jade Bicycle Maintenance, and he is car free now, and he does all maintenance and comes to your home. He has a shop in town, and he's going to be on
the ride. What's the name of his company? Let's give it a plug.
Yeah, Jade Bicycle.
J-A-D-E.
Correct. Bicycle Maintenance, and it's on Facebook, and you can probably even Google it. And he's all car free. And
what do you mean by car free?
He literally got rid of his vehicle about 3 weeks ago, and now it's a bicycle only. and he has a trailer on the back, and they get groceries. They do everything.
That was the first thing I thought of.
Groceries. So these are committed people. You know, we are writers. We're all about sustainability. We work with the city. We try to do things that are beneficial to our community at large, but also to HIV and AIDS, obviously.
How does a sponsor get a shirt that says ride, love, live?
That's a good question. I mean, they typically are for riders.
That's good.
But that said, I'm sure you're reaching out to AIDSLifeCycle.org. They have a contact thing on there, and I have no doubt they would be happy to sell you one. Because they want to get the name out.
This is wonderful. If you don't do the 545-mile, 7 days next June, what can you do?
You can ride with us on Saturdays or Sundays. You can follow us online at Desert Roadrunners on Facebook.
Okay, let me write that down. Desert
Roadrunners is the group on Facebook.
I've been to events of theirs.
Yep. And then we ride, you know, throughout the year. We do charity fundraising. We'll be in the Pride Parade.
Yay!
You know, there's a lot of stuff. I mean, they were honored by DAP 3-4 years ago as Everyday Hero. And so, you know, and then I was an Everyday Hero in 2019. And
you should be.
We do all those, thank you. We do all those fun things that it's all, again, about the community. And these are community folks that, you know, not only do we share the love of cycling, but we share the love of HIV and AIDS as much as you can love that disease. We, you know, we are there on the front lines to volunteer, to raise money, to do things that we feel, you know, are worth. You know, our efforts.
We've come a long way, baby.
Yes, we have, completely.
A long way. AIDS doesn't have to be a death sentence anymore.
It does not. It doesn't truly need to be.
So I think of Freddie Mercury and the stories and the things we all lived through.
Yeah. I was in San Francisco in the heyday in the 80s. So, yeah, it's, you know, thankfully in most places, we are not that way anymore, but there are many, many places within our own country, let alone the world, but our own country in the South heavily, and our diverse, you know, very diverse communities that don't have access to medications, don't have access to health care.
I think we get along so well in Palm Springs.
Yeah.
White, green.
Completely. Red.
Yeah. Thank you. I think we do a real good job of it.
We do. No, it brings people from all over. And thankfully, we are, you know, a tourist destination, but we are a family. You know, truly, Palm Springs is a family when it comes to diverse feelings and all kinds of different charitable things that you do.
If the rest of the world could get along, people try and stir us up, actually.
Oh, yeah, they do.
They do that. Leave us alone. We're doing just fine. This is Brett Klein. What's your official title? Where?
My official title wears, I work by day at Eisenhower Health as a clinics marketing specialist. And so you may hear me on this program periodically.
But he's wearing a different hat today.
I'm wearing a different personal hat today. And they support me and they support my ride. And they are heavily involved in HIV and AIDS healthcare. But, you know, from my standpoint, I mean, I'm plugging myself and our team locally, which is doing amazing work.
545 divided by 7. 7. Eights or 56, almost 80 miles a day.
Yeah, so I mean, the
80
lowest,
miles a day.
Yeah, the lowest is about 65, and that's our red dress day.
What's that?
That's where everybody wears red.
While they're cycling?
And I'm going to have to borrow something from your closet.
Wait a minute. How do you're going to fly up there?
Yeah.
But
well, some people drive, but I'll fly.
But how all your outfits going to get home?
Well,
in the truck.
You have to pack it all in one small suitcase. That's
that goes on the truck.
That goes
it's not on the bike.
Correct.
You don't want to have any weight.
No, and then that day we all wear red, and it can be any.
Remember the red dress parties we used to have? I got to judge them.
It could be any combination of red, and I haven't figured out what mine will be yet.
Oh my goodness!
I had a sassy little over the shoulder number last year that I had pulled aside, but it was a little too warm. It's a little wool number.
And you've got to be able can't catch in the spokes.
Correct.
I mean, you've got some other considerations.
Yeah, there's a lot of other things. It has to be comfortable because you're sitting for 65 miles on that. So wool wasn't the best thing I was thinking.
Oh, this is exciting! Take lots of pictures. Oh, somebody will, won't they?
Yes. Oh yeah. There'll be thousands of photos out there. It's very fun.
Let's see. I wrote down, what's AIDS, AIDS, AIDSLifeCycle.org?
org.
Yeah. I say org.
Exactly.
Into the radio, so.
And then you just would find me, you'd find my name, Brett
Klein.
B-R-E-T-T
Klein with a K.
Yep. And then you can, or search for the team. You'll find my page, and then you'll see at the top Desert Roadrunners, and you can.
That's your team?
Yeah. Desert Roadrunners is our local team. And you could click on that, and then you'll see the 45 riders and names that you may want to donate to them.
Now, wait a minute. So Palm Springs has one team.
Correct.
45 members?
At least, yeah.
But are there people from other towns in this?
Oh, yeah. It's 2,800 riders.
2,800 riders?
And that doesn't include the roadies, which are security and staff and everybody else. So there's about 30.
Oh, my whole perception just changed.
It's about 3,200 people.
So you must block off bridges and roads and.
They have security. We have, used to be. Dykes on bikes, as they would say, for the Pride Parade. But it's just anyone on motorcycles that help us do our things. And security and safety
wonderful?
Is first and foremost. And it is a, you know, vaccine. We are, we'll all be vaccinated. We will all be masked at different times.
What?
We will,
how can you ride a bike and breathe?
You don't. I've done that, but it's not easy. But it is not. When you're riding, you don't have to.
Oh,
but when you.
You
stop at camps and you're doing things that are.
Okay.
In mass, and you're close to each other, even though we're all vaccinated, we will be courteous enough to have mass with us.
Okay, now I'm getting the picture. Yeah. And the whole community knows the route, and they come out at different times. But there's how many riders? 3,000.
Yeah, 3,000 riders and staff and others. And then, yeah, we have, you know, they have in Santa Barbara, I think they have.
Oh, Santa Barbara.
A popsicle day, they have cookies, they have this whole stop. I mean,
and they feed you as you ride along,
yeah.
too.
They
I've seen
you
that.
As you go. We have drag camps, so there is entertainment at every pit stop.
I would go just to see the fun.
The entertainment. They spend all year thinking of what they want to do for entertainment.
How nice.
So,
and what amount of money? You said you earned 15,000 last time.
Yeah, I've set a goal for 10. I'm hoping for 15.
But what is the whole, what's the whole AIDS life cycle raise?
They've already hit $1 million, and they've only
in
been
pledges.
Doing it in pledges. They're hoping for between 12 and 15 million.
Million.
And they have, I think their largest was in 2018 or maybe 19, that was 16 million. So
I'm so excited.
Huge number. And then our numbers out here, we have, to date, the Desert Roadrunners have raised almost $57,000.
Oh,
so
I'm so
for
happy
HIV and
for
AIDS.
You.
So we're all, and that's only going to go
57,000.
Yeah, and we'll be closer to probably 250,000.
Oh, my stars, Britt.
That's a big
I'm
number.
So glad you came to tell us this. What a beautiful thing to do on so many levels.
It's fun, yeah. It is fun. It's grueling. It's all those things. And we have a great support system with our businesses and everybody local.
Well, Joey Pals, go to AIDS Life Cycle, C-Y-C-L-E, you know how to spell it, .org and get all the information and support our Brett.
Yes.
One of our heroes.
Thank you so
Thanks
much.
Thanks for coming by. It's Joey English. We were red and we eat
chocolate.